So the next question I would think we all need to know is, how do we unstick ourselves from these contracts?
That's a good question. Probably the answer to most of our problems is that, number one, whenever you make a mistake in law and discover you made a mistake, you have an obligation to correct that mistake. How can you do that if it's several years old? It's called a nunk-pro-tunk affidavit.
Nunk-pro-tunk.
Now, I like now the sound for, of now that. For then. And so what you do is, if you made a signature on an application for Social Security card, I did mine when I was 9 years old. Number one, I was legally incompetent to enter into a contract at 9 years old. And nobody informed me of the liabilities of the contract. That's fraud on their part. But if I made a mistake, which I did, it's a big mistake, a dumb mistake, but it's still a mistake, I have an obligation to go back and correct that so that other people who rely upon my mistake can be corrected also. So I file a nunk-pro-tunk affidavit to the appropriate agency saying, "Dear sirs, I'm sorry I made a mistake. I signed this document, an SS4 application. I didn't mean to do that. It's damaging to me, and it's not me. I'm not allowed to do it. Therefore, please remove my signature nunk-pro-tunk from that application." Well, the signature disappears. It's not there anymore. You can't get rid of the number. It never was your number to start with. But you can get rid of your signature. It cleans up the mistake. That contract is gone then. If you sign 1040 forms, tell me, would you sign this 1040 forms? Have you looked at the bottom to see if you're under penalty of perjury? It says that. Is that correct? I can assure you it does. And the only way you can be under perjury is if you're under oath. Now, you're not under oath now. You weren't then. The only ones who can be under oath without having to go before a judge or a notary and swear an oath is an officer who's under oath of office. They can sign that form because they're under oath of office 24 hours a day, as long as they've taken that position. But you as a private person are not under oath. Therefore, you can't sign it under oath because you're not a government employee. And once you've signed that, that's technical perjury. If ever asked in court, did you sign that? And you weren't under oath, they would say, yes, that's technical perjury. So you don't want to do that. The Form 1040, for instance, is a OMB numbers for Virgin Islands. If you don't live in Virgin Islands, what are you doing signing that form? Because you're responsible for the four corners of the contract. And the number for Virgin Islands is on the form. You didn't check it out, but you're responsible for it. So you told the IRS that you're a Virgin Island resident. You also said you were under oath of office or government employee. Who are they to call you a liar? They miscode your individual master file and put this information on it. That makes you subject to taxes. You did it yourself. Once you understand that you've made a mistake, and it is a mistake, big mistake, dumb mistake, but it's still a mistake, you have an obligation to correct it. So I would sit down and write the Secretary of Treasury a letter, maybe the Commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service, and say, "Gee, I'm sorry I made a mistake. I didn't know I was not under oath. It was really my fault. I'm sure I should have done that, but I didn't know it. Please take my signature off all former 1040 filings, as it was a mistake in law, and everyone could correct it nunk-pro-tunk." Also tell them about the wrong form. You should have looked at it. You didn't. The Virgin Islands is not where you live. You live in the state of Washington. You should not be subject to that form, and therefore, there's no form you can sign. Nunk-pro-tunk, take it off. You've corrected the mistakes. That's your obligation. That contract's gone then. If you have other contracts, a voting registration card says you're a U.S. citizen. Are you a U.S. citizen? No, you're not. You're a citizen of your state, primarily, and a citizen of the United States of America. None of the United States. Two different entities completely. Sixth edition of Black's Dictionary will tell you that there's three types of United States mentioned, and the United States is not one of them that we are subject to, unless you're a Washington, D.C. resident. So we've gotten ourselves in these contracts. We gather them with nunk-pro-tunk affidavits. It's our obligation to do so. We cannot let a mistake go unattended.
Now, when someone does file these affidavits, the nunk-pro-tunk affidavits, and disappears those signatures, rescinds them, eliminates those contracts, is there anything that happens as a consequence from that simple act?
Well, as far as a retaliation by the government?
That and or anything else that might occur.
I have never known that they retaliate against anyone for correcting a mistake. I don't know that they appreciate it at all, because all of a sudden you're one of the persons who slipped through the cracks that they don't get a hold of anymore.
Right. But then do they then expect that you will still file?
Well, again, you can't, really. I would file. See, the 6011 of the code, section 6011, says a statement, list, or form. If you're liable to pay a tax. Now, if you feel you're maybe liable or maybe not, you don't even know if you are or not. And to avoid sanctions, then it says a statement, list, or form. Since the form is not the appropriate form for you, and you know that, then you would ask them, please identify a form I'm supposed to use as a citizen of the state of Washington. Well, I don't think there is one. They never shown me one. And so to avoid sanctions, I file a statement every year. And tell them why I can't file the 1040 form. And tell them several terms to give me the proper form I can sign. Well, they can't respond because there's no form for you. In my opinion, there's no form. At least they've never given me one in 20 years. And so once you've done that, you've established what's called mens rea. Mens rea means culpable intent. Your intent is to obey the law. for criminal prosecution, they must prove that you had an intent to disobey the law. Once you've proven that your intent is to obey the law, then they can't prosecute you. So all these willful failure to file trials, which about 3,000 people a year go to jail, it won't happen anymore because you have done your obligation under the law. You filed a statement. Now, the statement that I filed doesn't have any information in it because I'm not going to give it to somebody who's invisible to the law because the IRS is not recorded in the Federal Register, their structure and field offices. Therefore, I don't know if they're a government agency or not. I'm not giving my information to anybody unless they can prove to me that they're a government agency that requires it. And they haven't done so, even after requested it. They've never done so. So all these people who are resisting taxes are doing so out of some knowledge. Some of them are misguided. Some say, well, we don't require to file. Well, those people are doing a disservice because people go to jail, 3,000 a year, go to jail for not filing. But if you file a statement, you're complying with the law. It's a statement, list, or form. And you're doing it to avoid sanctions, even though you don't think you're required to file. And you're not. But to avoid sanctions, you're going to file this statement. And that takes place of it, and your intent has been established to obey the law.
Right. And the sequence is important. At first, you have to do the nunk-pro-tunk affidavit to rescind the signature, and then you follow it with the statement, and that's your position from then on.
Sure.
Now, recently there was a case that I read about of a woman. She was a FedEx pilot, and she had written letters to the IRS starting in 1994, I believe, asking them to please show her the law which required her to file, and they never responded. And she sent them 3 or 4 letters, and then she stopped filing. And eventually they came after her and basically put all sorts of clamps on her life and froze her bank account and everything else. And it went through the court system, and finally it was decided that she was within her rights and that everything had to be returned to her. Now, the IRS has the option to sue her in a civil court, but as far as that first situation, the judge ruled that she had inquired and was entitled to an answer from the government.
That's right.
Wondering what you have to say about that.
That's true. In fact, her name is Klug. I think it's Klug is her name. And I talked to her a couple of years ago, and then I suggested she talk to Bob Bernhoff and Larry Beecraft, which she did, and they ultimately became her defense lawyers. And I think, number one, that was not the only part of the trial that she was found not guilty for. She'd also done IMF decoding. She knew exactly what her status was, and so she'd done a lot of things right. And she gave her lawyers the appropriate ammunition they needed to defend her with. The average person who just doesn't file, doesn't write letters to them, doesn't ask questions, and doesn't try to find out what the law is, they're gonna go to jail. And they probably should. But a person who's inquiring for knowledge to obey the law, which she was, trying to obey the law, and they would not give it to her because they can't. If they do, then she's off the hook anyway. So therefore, they would never respond to people asking those questions. She has a right to a response. We all do. We're the ones who control our government. We're the masters of government. They're not the masters of us. People forget that. They work for us. And when you demand something for your servant, they certainly should comply with it. If they didn't, you'd fire them. Well, we can't fire them, unfortunately, but we certainly can demand it from them. And the courts, if the juries continue to come in with decisions like that, will require that the IRS do things properly in answer to us.
Now, if her name really was Klug.
I think it was Klug.
Klug in German means wise.
Is that right?
Well, someone who is wise. So I think that the final thing we can be left with here is that if you're going to do battle, you want to make sure that you're not wearing rusty armor and you don't have an old broken down horse and that you are, in fact, as equipped as you can possibly be and have the allies that can help you out if you do run into something you don't understand. And then proceed intelligently within the rights that are guaranteed you by the law. But if you don't know those rights, as they say, ignorance of the law is no excuse, then you are behaving rather in a reckless, idealistic, foolish way, and you might get yourself into more trouble than you bargained for. So the purpose of what we're doing here is to provide a starting point for that self-education, which everyone needs to do, but also to show that it is possible and it is practical. You are within your rights, but you'd have to learn what those rights are.
Yeah, exactly right. If you don't know your rights, you can't enforce them. If I asked anybody in the street, what are your first 10 Bill of Rights? What's the first 10 amendments to the Constitution? They won't know. That's unfortunate. They don't know the 10 Commandments. They don't know their rights. If you don't know them, you cannot enforce them. But once you know them, then you have to learn how to enforce them. They're the only court we have. We have to use their rules. Once you're educated in it, you can learn the rules better than they do. And then you go to court and you can win. In fact, these patriots who go to jail constantly for these crazy arguments, all they lack is knowledge. If they stop reading the trash that they read and start studying the law and taking the opportunity to test the law, they would be better off and they would be better served. And that's what my classes are all about. I'm hoping that people in PQI decide that they want to take that in their own hands as responsibility, take some classes, and prepare themselves to do battle in the courtroom.
Very good. Well, thanks very much for pointing us in the right direction.
Thanks, Fred.